This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Boston-based music group Labana formed 35 years ago, when the term world music didn't even exist. But Labana's founders knew they wanted to explore music around the globe by, for, and about women. Since then, women vocalists and instrumentalists of Labana have traveled the world performing music from varied cultures, from Morocco to Nepal. This weekend, Labana is celebrating its 35th anniversary with a concert in Cambridge. And two of the six members are with me now in the studio. Susan Robbins is the founder and artistic director of Labana. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And Maritha Paffrath is one of the vocalists, instrumentalists. Thank you for being here.
Great to be here.
So in the song that we're listening to, you are singing in the Nepali language. And I wonder, what attracted you in the first place to music like this that was so unfamiliar, both in sound and in language?
For us, it was like, what is the creative essence of women about around the world, and how does it come through their music and dance? You know, it's a different world right now. But back then, any performers that did come here from another culture were 99.9% men. And all of the recordings that made it to the Western ears were pretty much male musicians. So the logical question is, well, did the women sing too? And of course they did, but it just wasn't documented and it wasn't brought to audiences in performance. So we wanted to know what the themes were, and, you know, it had to go beyond lullabies.
Okay, so give us an example of maybe one culture that you turned to first and what you learned about the kind of music that was sung by women there.
One of the first cultures we turned to was the culture of Bulgaria. Mm. And at the time, that, you know, top of the charts album had not come out. But we knew somehow that Bulgarian women sang together and were very renowned for it.
You should say, as we introduce the music, and we'll hear it now, it's not necessarily really accessible music for Western ears.
You know, every culture has different senses of beauty of music, a different aesthetic. The Bulgarians love seconds. And for anyone who doesn't know what that means, it's like playing two of the white notes on a piano that are right next to each other. And it sounds a little bit like the cacophony of New York City, you know, only that's multitudes. So they love those crunchy sounds.
Like a dissonance.
It's a dissonance. And that's a beautiful thing in Bulgaria. Each country has their own. Some people might kind of like squinch a little bit. But as it becomes more, has become more accessible, I think people see the power in that dissonance has power.
The name of the song, Susan?
Momiche Hubavo.
What is this sound? What are we hearing? What are they doing?
Really, a lot of that was taken place outside. They would be out in the field singing. They would be out walking to work singing out in the fields.
So they can be full-throated.
And in fact, if you imagine like bending over at the waist, scything something, and singing a song down to the person at the other end of the row, you have to kind of sing strongly.
It's interesting to me that you don't leave it just at the music, but you're very invested in forging ties with the women of these various cultures.
And we have been to Bulgaria twice and connected with groups of local singers. The ones who really hold the traditions are now known as the Babis, which are the grandmothers.
Did they kind of wonder why the heck you were singing this music?
Yes. They can't believe it. I think they're really, really touched and astonished because they're singing it in their village and actually still celebrating rituals, holidays, harvest. They're actually, a lot of them are still using the songs for the reasons that they were composed in the first place and don't have the reciprocal vision back that people are just enamored of their music. And when they learn that, they're just laugh and are just totally tickled and then offer you some bread.
And you accept.
You definitely accept that bread.
You are all percussionists as well. And
yes.
I wonder if you can tell us about some of the instruments you play, maybe in this particular song that we're hearing now called Zar. Maritha, tell us about this song.
The zar is a ritual which is known amongst women in every Arabic culture. It is a healing ritual, and there are many rhythms that can be played for it, and women move and dance, and through that, heal themselves spiritually, psychically, and actually even physically. The instruments that you'll hear in our playing of it include a very large bass drum played on two sides called the tapan, and there's a huge, like a giant tambourine, which is called the mazhar, and a dumbek, which is a goblet-shaped clay drum with a goatskin head. And then there are other zills, which we would call cymbals. And all along, the community of drummers and the community of women are supporting the dancer in her dancing, but ultimately in her healing.
But I do wonder, since you've been doing this for 35 years and your concert this weekend is going to mark that, what you all have gotten out of it.
It has been a totally transformational life experience. It just opens up our sensibility to see the world in a really powerfully unified way.
I think for me, the commonality is that every single one of us came originally from a culture that lived close to the earth. There are, in fact, many cultures that are still living very close to the earth and in ways that unless you go there, you cannot possibly imagine. Right now, this moment, women are cooking over a fire. There are donkeys outside, and there is not maybe even a cart. The music reflects that to me. It's very present music, and I feel like that gives voice to what the essence is of being a human being.
Your group, Labana, is known for many things, but in part for your chants. Let's listen to one of them now. It's really beautiful. Peace Prayer Mandala. Where did this come from?
This is a song that was written by a woman in California.
Exotic.
I know. We also do weave in music that is contemporary, that women are writing now. She pulled together little basic mantras from different spiritual traditions. There's Shanti from the Hindu tradition, there's Om Mani Padme Hum from Tibetan Buddhism, etc., and wove them together. And in a way, it kind of brings a sense that there are many paths to the spirit around the world.
Susan Robbins is founder and artistic director of Labana, and Maritha Paffrath is one of the singers and instrumentalists in the group. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Been great to be here.
Labana's 35th anniversary concert will be this Saturday, November 14th, at First Parish in Cambridge, that's in Harvard Square. For more information, go to our website, wbur.org.